With Michigan Radio News, I'm Sarah Hewlett. Detroit sports and pizza franchise King Mike Ilitch has died. He was 86 years old. Mike Ilitch was a force in Detroit business, development, and sports. He was the owner of the Detroit Red Wings and later the Tigers. He also owned Olympia Entertainment. But he started from scratch, a kid born to immigrant parents who started small with a pizzeria. He and his wife Marion opened the first Little Caesars in the Detroit suburb of Garden City in 1959. Eventually, it grew into what it says is the largest carryout pizza franchise in the world.
Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Ilitch had been a minor league baseball player before going into the pizza biz. Sports was something he was passionate about. In 1982, he bought the Detroit Red Wings, and in 92, he bought the Tigers. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon calls Ilitch the best in the business.
One, he hires very good people, and he lets them do their jobs, and he stays himself away from the limelight. That's what they call in the Ilitch family privately sports maturity. It's not your job to high-five the hockey players or be in the dugout or be at the press conferences. You hire the right people. You run it like a business.
And Bacon says, unlike a lot of team owners, Ilitch has never threatened to move his teams out of Detroit to leverage favorable terms for his franchises.
Never, ever. Not the last time around, not 15 years ago with Comerica. And most owners will at least hint at going to the suburbs, if not Jacksonville. So that's been very good for Detroit as well.
But Ilitch also drew criticism, some of it pretty fierce, for the kinds of sweetheart deals he's scored. Acquiring property for next to nothing, racking up tax incentives, negotiating tax bills down, culminating in his most recent gargantuan deal to build a new hockey arena. Here's HBO's John Oliver in a recent segment that lampooned publicly funded sports stadiums.
2 years ago, Detroit got approval to spend more than $280 million in taxpayer money on a new arena project for the Red Wings, just 6 days after the city filed for bankruptcy, even though the Red Wings owner is Mike Ilitch, the founder of the Little Caesars pizza chain, who's worth an estimated $5.1 billion. That's a little hard to swallow. I mean, sure, not as hard to swallow as a Little Caesars crazy bread.
Closer to home, Ilitch has his critics as well.
He's a blight lord.
Jerry Bellinger owns a bar just a stone's throw from where the new hockey arena will be built. He says, don't get him wrong. He respects that Ilitch was one heck of a businessman. But for years and years, in anticipation of the new arena, Ilitch has been letting buildings sit blighted. And even the vacant lots he owns are unsightly.
You're supposed to have them all blacktopped. None of them are blacktopped. There's supposed to be drainages. There's no landscaping. I mean, you're sitting here looking at me. What do you see? Gravel, weeds.
Bellinger says Ilitch has made a fortune at the expense of taxpayers.
But we're supposed to thank them. That's what you'll hear. The mayor will get up if they win a Stanley Cup and say, we want to thank you so much for winning a Stanley Cup in the stadium we built for you and for having Beyonce and Jay-Z come here and taking all the dough and leaving the city with nothing.
Some of Ilitch's critics are a little gentler. Dan Austin runs the website historicdetroit.org. Austin has been critical of some Ilitch moves, most notably the demolition of the historic Madison Lenox Hotel. But Austin praises Ilitch's restoration of the Fox Theater in the 1980s. He says it set the stage for all the preservation work in the city that followed years later.
The Ilitch's greatest legacy for the city of Detroit was not building a baseball stadium or building a hockey arena, or even saving the Fox. It was really that when nobody else was stepping up to the plate in downtown Detroit, the Ilitch family did.
The Ilitch family will still be a powerful force in the city, even after its patriarch's death. Mike Ilitch is survived by his 7 adult children and his wife, Marion, a savvy businesswoman who is expected to run the family organization. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.